continuing to progress?
It's good. It's continuing to go. Guys are getting better, you know, day after day. And, you know, things are running smoothly. And I think there's just been a lot of progression, really, at every position.
It's hard, you know, in this format, but are you getting a sense of Yeldon and Ivory and what that can
yeah,
be?
Yeah, it is hard to tell, you know, without having shoulder pads on or anything like that. It's hard to see what they can do. But, you know, I think for the most part, they're in the right places at the right time. You know, they look good in the run game on their tracks and making cuts and doing stuff like that. And they're both smart guys, you know, as far as protections and when to get out and get out quick.
What are you seeing from Brandon Allen?
He's been awesome. He's been a kid that's come in from day one and wanted to learn. He's the son of a coach, so he's got a good background, a high football IQ, and he spins the ball really well. So he's been fun to work with and fun to be around.
Looks like Marquise is taking that next step. How?
Yeah. I think just staying healthy has been the biggest part for him. He's had, you know, kind of a rough time over the past couple of years of just staying on the field. You know, everybody knows how talented he is. You just got to keep him on the field. And he's done a good job. He's taking care of his body more. He's doing better. He's figured it out. So hopefully he can stay healthy and continue to grow and get better.
Obviously, Olsen's second year, but how nice is it to have Hackett back as well?
It's good. Yeah. Those two definitely have a good chemistry together, and it's perfect because those are the guys that, you know, us as quarterbacks talk to the most, you know. So it's like hearing one voice when talking to those two guys, and they do a good job. Hackett puts in a ton of time in order to get us ready and prepared. So it's been good.
The new additions in the secondary, have you noticed playing against them that things are, the windows are smaller?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Gibson, you know, kind of specifically can cover a lot of ground and does a good job. And we were talking about it on the way out here this morning, you know, how much tighter the windows have gotten with him back there playing center field because he can move.
It seems like there's playmakers at all levels of the defense now. How much harder has it been to practice against guys like that?
You know, it's good. I think, you know, they've gotten better, obviously upgraded in some spots and made some improvements. So it's only going to challenge us. You know, it creates competition on their side of the ball as well as on ours because we got to go against it every day. And nobody wants to lose or look bad. So I think it's only going to make our team better. And it's been fun to go against so far.
What's your stance on the aggressiveness of the defense here in OTAs? Obviously, Fowler Jr. getting up in the grill a little bit early on.
Yeah.
How do you feel about all that?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. You know, I think it's cool. You know, it's always interesting this time of year, and then when you go into camp, because you kind of get tired of practicing against each other. But as soon as, you know, you get a chance to go and play somebody else, you're rooting for them as much as you're rooting for the offense. You know, so it's kind of cool. Everybody recognizes and realizes that, you know, we're in this together and on the same side. But it's good, I think, to have that passion and competitiveness.
Really good.
He's, you know, he's worked really hard to pick it up. You know, he had a really good understanding of it at guard. And it's kind of different, I guess, you know, really playing guard, you just got to worry about, you know, the two guys next to you, whereas now he's got to worry about all five of them. So he's doing good. He's picked it up really, really quick. He's a smart dude and has played really well. I'm excited, you know, to see what he can do.
Big contract for Hearns last week. How early could you tell that you guys sort of had a good
play? Yeah. He, I mean, I think from day one when we showed up here, it was kind of like there's no way this guy was undrafted. You know, he's a special guy. He's a special football player for sure, but he's a special human being. He's definitely one of a kind in his work ethic and mentality and the kind of person that he is. He's a pleasure to be around every day, and he's a great teammate. So definitely deserving of everything they give him.